的彩云屁。
Legendary bits of Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. But for the legendary peri-peri flavour you love, get into Nando's. It's like nothing you have ever tasted. Try it today, only at Nando's.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete
with Jules. Hit 92.9.
Oh, God, what a morning. How have I still got a job?
What a show. You know what I love about this morning?
What?
When we put out there, what's your number? As in how many people you've slept with. And the sex worker called up.
I can't believe she chopped me by two.
Mate, you bloody wish. So yeah, you wouldn't even know that many women.
I happily don't have many chick friends. I'm happily in my own little bubble.
Dead set.
Yeah, I'm talking about people you slept with.
Yeah.
Dead set, though. The sex worker's call was interesting. Some of the stuff that she said, especially about some of her clients and who they are in Perth.
You know what? I mean, I think a lot of people just think that they're old and fat and can't get a lay anywhere else, but actually then... young and fit.
So 23, right? And she slept with 1,500. Do you reckon she'll regret it when she's 30?
I don't know. It all depends on whether she's going to continue in that trade or whether she's going to then go, I want to settle down and get married.
But I see 23 just being so bloody young these
days. Oh, absolutely. But I mean, if you've really struggled, I mean, your mind has gone there sometimes.
Could you sleep with, could you date and marry someone who's been in that profession?
Well,
If you knew and they'd been with, by the time it got to 30, now hear me out, the time it got to 30, so she slept with 1,500 by the age of 23 in 5 years, which means that, you know, we're talking past 5,000 by the time she's 30. Is that the sort of thing where you found out about her past and openly honest and stuff and you could go, okay, together, I'm marrying this, I'm putting a ring on it.
I'm just going to say that there's probably girls out there that actually are at that number and just didn't get paid for it. You wouldn't even know.
Chills.
What?
Don't be so judgmental.
Don't be so judgmental.
Guys and girls out there, is what I'm saying?
It's a pink
sock. I don't think so. And maybe I'm judgmental, but I'm not aggressive. But
that's very judgmental.
I don't think so.
You wouldn't? No, I don't know. Whatever you want.
Whatever you want, mate. For love.
I think it's... Yeah.
Should have a big house.
True. Okay, Extinction Rebellion.
Yeah, Shyam.
I liked it. I liked that you had a bit had your say.
No, you know I do because like we
see both sides. You sell the
fence. I didn't sit on the fence. Get stuffed. No, my point is I understand what they want to achieve.
Yes.
This is not the way you do it.
Then what is the way to do it? Because whatever you're saying is the way.
We don't need to have this discussion.
I look at it, okay, Jules. Say Ted wants a juice box out of the fridge, and I say no, and then he lays in the kitchen floor screaming. He's not going to get the orange juice.
I feel
like that is what they're doing.
Anyway, also had Damian Martin on the show.
Yeah, he was a ripper.
So cool. Also, have you been shot? Where have you been shot? How did you get shot? Pretty interesting.
Bang bang.
Pew pew.
Pew 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 pew.
Anyway,
all right.
Good show.
Bye.
Hey, have you guys seen that story on that vegan that is putting some charges against her friends for food tampering?
No.
What do you mean?
What?
Food tampering? Well, what's happened is she went was at a party with everyone and she got drunk and they fed her chicken nuggets.
I shouldn't laugh.
Now, apparently what has happened is she actually said to them, you know, is it, the vegan chicken?
Yeah.
Which they said,
fake
they call
meat?
It sun-fed. Yeah, so it's the chickenless chicken.
Yep.
Kind of thing.
Yep.
Tastes like chicken, but it's not chicken.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And, she said they tasted a little bit off, but she just thought it was because she was drunk. So she, thought they tasted a little bit weird. But this is how she discovered it, because she went back on Snapchat and they'd all filmed her doing it. Anyway, so what she's done is then she's put it to Reddit, to all the, vegans on
the
there.
Community.
And said, what can I do? And they've all gone, charge them with food tampering. So she's going ahead with it.
That's ridiculous.
They're now ex-friends.
Oh, life. Oh, life. 04-888-55-929.
What do you think?
What do you think? That's pretty funny.
Is that a bit far, food tampering? I don't know. I'm not a vegan, so I don't understand.
You know what? I suppose if you really wanted to break it down, it's bullying to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, you respect the fact that she's vegan.
Yeah.
but at the same
time.
Well,
they're not really friends, though, are they? Or, I mean, my friends would do that to me.
Yeah,
like,
I know
I'm lactose intolerant, and they would do something with cheese, you know what I mean, to make me eat it and make me suffer.
Actually, talking about vegans, yeah. A vegan wrote a comment last night. I was looking at a beef. We're going to talk about it later, a fight on Instagram.
Yeah.
And this famous vegan commented in the comments segment, yeah. I'm a full-blown vegan, but I'm here for this beef. And I was like, ah, not bad. I didn't mind it.
That was pretty good. Heidi Sagan P. With
Jules on Hit 92.9. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Oh, guys, cricket in the pool. I'm into it. Oh, I'm into it. I'm into it.
If you were in that pool, I'd be into it too.
Well, the next thing.
We've spoken about this. I can't do this to female guests. You can't do it to male.
I don't even like cricket, but if Tommy Little was in that pool at the cricket at the Optus Stadium.
Because, Jules, you know the best bit about watching cricket from the pool.
What's up?
You don't have to get out to go to the bathroom.
True.
You can just piss the whole day away in the pool. It's one of those things, at the start of the day, the pool would be great. And by the end of the day, that is a petri dish. For everything. Yeah.
Well, Tommy, they reckon they clean it every 2 hours. I reckon that's overs. Once you've had a few beers, you just get in there and enjoy it. Clean it at the end. Don't inconvenience me.
Everyone get out.
Yeah.
Isn't pee sterile? I feel like it'd cure a rash rather than
Yeah, that X was
doesn't
gone.
Pee cure tinea? Or something they say tinea. If you get tinea on your feet, they say to wee on it.
That's just a pervert who wants to piss on you saying that. Yeah.
I reckon. Oh, it's happened so many times.
You're like, I haven't even got tinea. Yeah. No. You have to keep going. You have to keep the treatment going for a year to stop recurrence. What's not on my chest? Why are you doing this? It's called athlete's foot, not athlete's face. What are you doing to me?
Hey, what's going on, mate? What's happening?
Have I put everybody off? Is anybody still listening?
No, I'm in now.
Gosh. No, they love it. They love it over here in Perth, the old golden rinse.
The golden rinse.
It's got a golden shower.
But golden rinse is nicer because it clearly shows that you're going to have a shower afterwards. Like, golden shower seems like it is actually the thing. But if it's just a golden rinse, you're going, hey, I'm still looking after myself and I'm going to have a shower afterwards. Yeah, I'm not a complete sicko. I'm not going straight to bed after it. Guys, I've got a game for you. I don't know how this is going to go. Zave, do you like punting? Are you a punting man?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
I knew that. This is an intervention. I've been told you've got a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Actually, I've been waiting for this for about, I don't know, I started when I was 12. So, yeah, it's been 21 years now.
Well, I've got something to, because I'm trying to stop punting, right? Yep. But obviously, you can't go cold turkey. No one can do that.
Nah.
So I've got something to wean you off it.
Okay.
Kind of like vaping does for people who smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, I need that.
So I've started punting on things that aren't sport. So me and my mate, my housemate, what we've done, the game is called Dinner is on You, Burr. So how it works is you both order Uber Eats at the same time from the same restaurant, and then you watch your two drivers race, and whoever gets there first, the other person shouts both the Ubers, right? So like the other night we did it, and straight out of the gate, I got a Vespa and he got a push bike.
Oh.
I'm like, you beauty, I am home. But as I'm doing the winning dance, I looked and my guy on my map had stopped moving. Meanwhile, his bike ripping through the back streets. Right?
Oh,
and
right.
I've panicked. I've rung my guy and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm on my way. And I'm like, you're not. You're sitting there. I can see that your Vespa's not moving. I bet you're nibbling out of my pasta, you prick. Get on the bike and keep going. He won. But then I decided to do double or nothing. And this is the only hitch, and I don't know how to fix it. So if you guys have a fix, this would be great. But so last night we did it, right? We ordered at the same time, and then it was the closest race you've ever seen. Both on Vespas, and they're both going down the road almost identical times. And we're thinking this will be the race of a century. They both pull up at the lights at the end of my street, same time. And we thought this would be incredible. They'll both turn the corner. They'll see each other. They'll realize what's going on. It'll be a race to the finish. We've both got arms out waiting for Uber Eats bags to come around the corner. Only one bike. And he pulls up at the front, gets two Uber Eats bags out of his thing. I'm like, damn it!
I thought you were going to say, Tommy, there's nothing worse when it's a Sunday morning and you may have just overdone it the night before. Yes. You order Uber Eats and then you get the message that one, they're on a push bike, and two, they're dropping off to someone else first.
Oh,
you just think, mate, no, priority. You should have a priority button. Sunday morning, priority button. I'm hungover. I need this desperately. Don't worry about anyone else.
I do have a solution for you, Tommy. It's whatever bag he hands over first is the winner.
Oh, no, it's the jewel bag, though. He handles. You just grab both and go boom.
No, but they would have had it separated, right? Two separate orders, two separate bags, and they've got their receipts on them with your name on it. Trust me, I know how it all works.
That's not bad. I was also thinking maybe you could order it for like four houses up, and then they have to stop there, and then it's a foot race, to get to them.
Yeah, please leave it. Please leave it. The traffic lights 100 meters up the road. We'll be there.
Yes, and you watch two desperate men sprinting down the street.
Tommy, good to chat, mate. We'll catch you this arvo.
Love you guys. Have a good one.
See
you
later.
Tommy.
Heidi, Sagan, P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Mentioned this briefly when we caught up with the great man Tommy Little just moments ago.
Yeah.
Optus Stadium is getting a beach club. So like an actual pool. It's called the Boundary Beach Club Pool, and it's getting put into Optus Stadium for the cricket.
This
for the December
cool.
test.
Can I just quickly backtrack? How did we go from how exciting for Optus Stadium we're getting a pool for the cricket to a golden shower?
So the steps were...
No, I don't think we need to relive them. But that really spread like wildfire.
Yeah, really. Now, this isn't the... there's pools at stadiums in other states, isn't there?
Brisbane. So the Gabba, they do this for their cricket as well.
Looks great. So and you can imagine the Gabba with their weather. It's always hot and balmy and sweaty and...
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful way to watch
so it. So they're like essentially going to remove a heap of seats and put in a big enough pool with decking and everything for 100 people.
That's cool. Now, how do like are the tickets expensive to get in to the
pool?
No.
So here's how you do this. So apparently you can't actually buy a ticket into the pool.
Okay.
So you buy tickets to the December test between Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
And if you buy those tickets before, 8 o'clock tomorrow,
right,
then you go into a ballot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But there's a few, like, you know how people like to get dressed up as well? So there's a few that they're holding on to where throughout the day, they're like, oh, you're dressed amazingly. Like, I love what you're wearing.
Now strip it off and jump in the pool.
Yeah, jump in the pool. Get stuck in.
What if you didn't bring your togs?
Too bad.
I also call a bit of baloney on that too.
What do you mean?
Well, there's never a 70-year-old man sitting by the pool either. Yeah. They're always got their rigs out, got their boobs out.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
what 70-year-old man's dressed up to go to the cricket?
No. In terms of getting drawn out.
Yeah.
It must be like, his name's Wilfred. he's got to be over 50. Wilfred's not involved.
Right. It's pretty much going to be the entire cast of Love Island.
Do you reckon they do like a Facebook stalk on names before they allocate?
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah.
Or the cameras around the ground. So they'd be going through and the cameras around the ground. So having like done some, the emceeing I was doing for Fremantle, you learn a little bit about how they can all communicate to each other. Yep. So if this is the case, maybe, they'll use the cameras on the ground.
Jeez, we better pull that photo down of you guys being the intruders for Love Island then that went up on our socials last night because if they look you two up, there's no way they're going to put you guys near the pool.
Oh, come on, mate. That's not very nice.
Have you ever noticed too watching the cricket? And I've watched cricket since I was a little boy.
Yeah.
The cameramen are a little sleazos.
Yes.
Like they're like, oh, they've just found the one girl in a bikini sitting there and they've zoomed right in. That is such a coincidence. It's a shock how that happens once a day.
Now they get a pool full of them.
Heidi, Sagan, P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Do you guys keep track of the amount of people you've been with? Like the number of people you've been with?
No.
I never have.
You wouldn't know? Not even a ballpark figure?
A ballpark, I suppose.
What's the number?
400 to 500.
In your dreams?
Nah, probably up in the 20s, I reckon.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not judging.
The whole Scooby-Doo with over 20.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about it? Liz and I have been together now for about 10 years, 10 or 11
Pete
years.
Pete got a bit of work done.
Wait.
What?
Pete was a player.
And we've discussed this before that you were a bit sheltered.
He got a bit of work done in a couple of years. Because he didn't get a kiss till 20 and met Liz at 22.
Yeah.
I got my first like proper kiss around about 17.
Yeah, okay. But then, so we're not talking about kissing here, girls.
22. So 22, 23. Yeah, I met Liz around about 24.
Jesus, okay. Right? Fair enough.
Now, come on, mate. Don't give me that stuff. I thought that was low.
Old Peppy home run.
I reckon Zay will be up in the 50s.
Yeah, you'd be well up there.
No, I had a long-term girlfriend.
On 13, 10, 60, what's your number? It could be, you know, pretty big or pretty small. But last night. Huh?
Nothing.
Last night, Love Island, they're playing this game, right, where they get to know one another. And, of course, the producers just do it to cause that controversy. But last night, between Vanessa and Matt, there was a – you get a question, right? And it says, who has slept with exactly 106 girls? And whoever you think it is out of the guys, you have to go up and kiss. So Vanessa –
oh, so they know already that somebody has.
One of the five, six guys already has. So they must have done it in their questionnaire.
Yeah.
So Vanessa's walked over, kissed Matt, and then it turned out to actually be Matt. And
he has
slept with 106 girls. Now, the number thing wasn't what Vanessa was upset about. It was more that he kept track of it, which is pretty weird.
And like literally kept a number.
He just updates it in
his
phone.
How do you even do it?
You're
on a phone.
In his phone,
on a phone. So you're literally having to go in there and...
Well, he'll just change the number and it's up to 106.
Oh, God, who could be stuffed?
Probably up to 110 by the time Love Island's done. But I thought this morning, you know, do you keep track? And what is your number this morning if you're game enough?
All right, we got Paul in Clarkson. G'day, mate. What's your number?
My number is one.
One?
One. Yep.
And how old are you, Paul? And I assume you've married the lady or you're still with the lady?
That's it, mate. Yep.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's cute. I love that. And when did you meet your partner there, mate?
Where did I meet her?
When?
Yeah,
how long ago?
Oh, when? 18 years ago.
18 years ago, and it's one and only. Good on you, mate.
He's a one woman man, Paul. There you that's go. A ripper. Jesse, g'day, mate.
Hey, mate. G'day, how you going?
Yeah, going good. What's your number, bud?
Roughly around 35, my man.
35. You're 23. 35.
Now, Jesse, is this the time where I need to remind you about the rules when the rule of three?
What's the rule of three?
So with girls, you're multiplied by three because they don't want to sound a little bit skanky. But for guys who want to be players, you got to divide by three.
You remember American Pie?
I remember that.
Yeah. So it's actually closer to around 10, isn't it, mate?
Thanks, Jess.
Good on you, buddy. Jack in Ballajura, what's your number?
My number before Christmas in 2018 was one.
Yeah.
Since then, we're at 34.
Oh, Jackie boy.
Can I just assume that you were in a relationship and then you broke up and then now it's, whoa.
So I was married, kids, still got the beautiful kids, obviously.
Yeah.
And then, just the girls love a single dad, so.
And you're working
it's
on kids
daddy
elsewhere.
Vibes. It is.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Whiz.
Oh, you, Jack.
Well done. You're
getting a bit of work done, boy. I don't mind that.
Now, you did mention before at the top of this little ears warning, because we did have somebody call through when we went to the traffic and ads and everything. We had to record this one.
Yes.
Josie.
Hi.
You're from Busselton.
Yes.
Hey, you're from down where I am.
How many have you slept with?
Too many.
Oh.
How many's too many, Josie?
1,000 plus.
How have you slept with 1,000 plus?
I do it for a job, though, so it's a bit different.
Okay.
Oh,
so you're a worker.
Yeah.
Oh, how long have you been a worker for? What do you like to call yourself?
From when I was 18.
And okay.
How old are you now?
23.
Over 1,000.
So
that's obviously a few. How do you go with back-to-backs?
Back-to-back, like in the day?
Yeah, like in the day. You just think of the money?
No, I guess so, yeah.
Well, that's the only reason she's doing it.
It's not hard when you like a job. It makes it a lot easier.
Wow.
It's an enjoyable job.
You like the job?
Yeah. I love the job.
Oh, nice.
Well, it's sex.
I couldn't do anything else. I couldn't see myself doing anything else. I'd feel exploited.
Can I ask, I know my girlfriends and I, we always muck around and go, you know, quit our jobs and let's just go and do something else like that. Mm. But because of money, how much money do you make?
$400 an hour.
So, like, if...
How much would you make a year?
I don't keep track.
Okay.
When you got a number that high. But, like, so how long would an average session go?
The actual act or itself or the booking?
The booking.
An hour.
Yeah. She would have laughed if you said 5 minutes.
Yeah. Hey,
Josie.
Josie, so obviously you don't know a lot of the time who's coming in. When someone makes a booking,
Yeah.
And they walk in and they're hot. You're like, you beauty. But what happens when they're not so hot? They're old and fat and whatnot. You just don't
not really. I don't actually see people for their physical self. I see what's inside. And I think there's something to love in everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. I love that.
And look, obviously, you've got confidentialities and stuff, and we wouldn't expect you to tell us names or anything. But any sort of relatively famous people around Perth that you might have had
definitely,
as a client?
Politicians.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jess.
And VA supercars members, like people involved in that kind of thing.
Oh, the drivers.
Right.
There's also the football players, but they, you don't want to. You
can't
Navy name.
Oh, save those. Oh.
No, don't. Do not rattle a name.
I was joking.
I don't want to know.
Legs.
Don't rattle a name. Good on you, Jose.
Oh, thanks for calling through, Josie.
No worries. Bye.
Bye. Heidi Sagan P. With
Jules. On Hit 92.9. Extinction Rebellion is bringing its protest to the West Australian.
A number of people have been arrested.
Tell the truth about the climate crisis.
This is Sean Drury.
They have been shutting down cities around the country. Melbourne copped it today. We're going to cop
Melbourne's
it tomorrow.
Big today.
Sham Jury from Extinction Rebellion, WA member. Good to have you on the show, mate. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Now, you actually got arrested the other day at the 7 West.
I did, for the first time in my life.
Ooh, what did you get charged with?
Trespass.
Okay.
So what do they do with you when they take you away from the protest, causing a bit of havoc? Mm. What do they do with you? Do they put you in the lockup for a few hours or are you released pretty quickly?
I was released quite quickly. The police were really good and are really good in most situations usually. We have ongoing respectful communication with the police about what we're going to do and what we intend to do. They were fine, no excessive use of force or anything like that, and I was released quite quickly.
So, Sham, let's look to tomorrow when you're going to be shutting down the Perth CBD. What do you intend to do exactly?
We're meeting at 8 a.m. at Elizabeth Quay. We're calling on everybody who feels strongly about the need for real action on climate change to come and join us and make a stand. We intend to march towards Yagan Square and then towards Hay Street and engage in an act of peaceful civil disobedience.
So, mate, what do you say about those people who are just trying to go in? And I probably sit in this camp a little bit that some people are trying to get to work just to earn an honest crust to feed their family, and you've made their lives extremely difficult on the morning, which will be tomorrow.
Yeah, we understand that our actions will inconvenience people, and we wouldn't want to have to do that. We're sorry for that. But we have... We know that we're in a climate emergency. We feel that this is something that needs to be acted upon, and this is where we've come to in terms of what we need to do to raise the alarm and get things happening.
Do you feel that this is what actually needs to happen as far as, causing that discomfort to inconvenience other people to get that message across?
Well, no, what I feel needs to happen is serious system change. Mm-hmm. We have to transfer off fossil fuels for our energy system and, massive forestation. And we have to follow the recommendations of the IPCC report. But general citizens can't do that, and the government is not acting to make those things happen.
Sham, is that a generalisation, though, that the government is not acting? Because it's not as easy as being able to just click your fingers and say, we're going to change every single economy around the world that's been working the way that it has been for the last 200 years to now become this and change society to now work this way so we can affect climate change and all that sort of stuff. Like it doesn't politically and governments and the way they work together, it doesn't work like that. You can't just go click your fingers and then it's changed the following day. Like there are processes that have to take place.
Absolutely. Exactly. And that's why we need the government to take real action on this, because the time limit is very short and there are many things to take into account in terms of helping people transition through different industries and the livelihoods that are affected in those transitions. But we have examples around the world, like Germany completely shutting down their coal power stations and transitioning to renewable energies. It's not an impossible task. It just requires really committed and organised action.
Do you expect multiple arrests and stuff tomorrow? Because I believe that probably the punishments are too light for guys that are handcuffing themselves to train lines and that sort of stuff. One, it's pretty dangerous. Do you expect arrests and stuff tomorrow?
Yes.
Multiple big arrests?
Yes.
Okay. But that's not the reason why you guys like do it. They don't go in there with that intention, though. Like when they're protesting,
well, you have to expect it. You're tying yourself.
I'm not saying
to
like
train.
Don't. No, I'm not saying like not to expect it. What I'm just saying is that that's not the reason why X Rebellion are doing it. They're not going in to cause that much ruckus to like.
But it's the lead news story that so and so 50 have been arrested, 100 have been arrested. It's not a matter of how many people are turning up. It's how many have been arrested.
Yeah, but that's up to an individual's choice whether they want to lay down on a road and start blocking traffic. Is it not?
It's actually,
they're not saying, like, lay down in traffic if you want to be a part of this protest.
No, that's right. And people who want to be involved don't need to be prepared to be arrested. But many people knowingly are willing to be arrested because of the fact that it raises the alarm and brings the issue to light. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm on the media right now is because I was arrested.
No, you're on the media right now because we wanted to talk to somebody and you put your hand up.
Well, we just wanted a bit of like an explanation as like to what's going to actually happen tomorrow and what people can actually expect from X Rebellion.
Now, look, 13 10 60. We would love to get a bit of a beeline from Perth, a bit of a pulse
feel.
Yeah. How do you feel about this? You know, are you somebody sitting there thinking to yourself, yeah, go Sharm, go X Rebellion. I'm there. I can't be there tomorrow maybe, but I'm with you and I wish you all the best and this is great. Are you somebody who's going, well, I've got to get into the city for work and this is going to completely stuff up my day? 13 10 60, we'd love to hear from you. Sharm, just really quickly, mate, before we let you go and move on to the callers, like, tomorrow happens, then, you know, you guys, you get arrested, you've made a big song and dance, and then the weekend comes around, this week is done, and we all go back to our normal lives, you know, next week. What exactly happens following tomorrow and you guys have done your protest to be able to kick things off and start doing what it is that you guys want to do?
For us? Like, what happens next for our movement? Is that
like, what happens next? Like, do you think tomorrow happens and then you guys get right in the faces of Parliament, you're in making decisions? Or, like, how does that happen for you?
It's unlikely, but we will get to what we want tomorrow. So after a big week of actions, like what we've planned now, we will have some time to rest, reflect on the effectiveness of our actions and plan for the next one.
It's an ongoing thing.
They're not saying that tomorrow's protest or any other protest that have happened in a week is going to change anything. Mm. But you know what? At least it's a start and people are actually wanting to do something.
Sharm, it is
Don't look at me.
It's a.
I'm not. No, I was just looking at you like, you know.
Mate, it is a. It is a big deal to actually front up and pop a few questions
Thanks
like this,
much.
Mate. So we do appreciate your time and thank you very
thank
much
you.
For it. Good on you.
You're welcome.
Sharm Drury there. Heidi Sagan P with Jules on Hit 92.9. This is our first ever genuine, robust discussion.
We've had a party in here.
We've had a bloody party.
We have not. We have. It's just the differences of opinion.
When are you going back to Bunbury?
Never.
We just finished speaking to Sharm Drury from the Extinction Rebellion.
Appreciate him getting on, too.
And very much so, because it is ballsy to front up and get on a radio station and basically have it out with a couple of people.
Mm-hmm.
So we do appreciate his time. Tomorrow, XR, this rebellion, is going to shut down the Perth CBD, 8 a.m, Elizabeth Quay. They've already gotten stuck into Melbourne today.
Yeah, Melbourne's been thrown into absolute chaos.
What are they doing?
Just blocked the whole city over tram lines everywhere. Mm-hmm. Blocked the whole lot.
They've done other cities around the country as well. The argument is, well, something needs to happen now with climate change. Yes. We cannot wait, so we're going to go take drastic measures and really get stuck into people's lives. We're basically throwing it out there on 13 10 60. It's over to you, Perth. Are you for this? Do you see what needs to happen? Do you think they're going about it the right way? Or is it going to shut your morning down and something needs to be done about it? We've got Jess in Perth. G'day.
G'day, mate.
What are your thoughts?
All right, Jess. Oh.
Oh.
God. Didn't want to have a chat.
Oh, he couldn't bear to talk to you after you ranting away in here. No, I'm joking. For mine, I just think it's a tantrum. I think they're losing public
support. I just think that, you know, nothing has happened so far. So, you know, this is the drastic measures that they have to.
Things are happening.
What have you seen? We don't have time.
Scott. G'day, Scott. Yeah. What are your thoughts, mate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're doing, like, a good thing and everything. But my biggest concern is that it's the whole blocking the traffic. Like, there's footpaths and everything. do what you do back in old primary school, how your teachers used to teach you. Form a line. Do that. Be nice about it.
Hold hands.
Like, but what, you know, but what's that going to change? I mean, how's that going to get everyone's attention? Like, look at us now. We're all talking about this because it is causing such a disruption.
Mate, he's gone too. Is it just every time you open your mouth?
Maybe.
I can't have you this morning.
Maybe. Well, all I'm saying is that I'm here like not saying, like I'm here saying that I am like for
don't
it.
Tiptoe
no, no, no.
It.
It's like I'm for it, yeah. But I'm not sitting here going, not doing anything about it either though and complaining about it. Mm. That's what I'm getting at.
Kate in Nedlands, what do you think? Are you for that? You're for the protests, aren't you?
Yeah, I am actually. I think it's really courageous that these people are actually standing up and doing something, making their voices be heard. Because at the end of the day, like what he was saying was, you know, we need system change. We need the government to make changes. And there's only, the only way from as experience is by actually protesting, getting out there, making your voices be heard. I mean, boo-hoo, some people are going to be late for work tomorrow. Come on, it's Friday. Like, you know, commend these people.
But then where's the buck stop? Like, boo-hoo, I don't want to work on Friday, so I might start protesting on Thursdays and get everyone down there to shut the city. I just think it's not shutting
down the city, though. I think it's just these people what other way are they going to try and make the government, like, you know, try and make changes? People are for climate change. A lot of people have said it. Yeah, like, it's the only way you can get people actually mainstream, like, you know, Perth have got such a backward attitude sometimes, and I just feel like, you know, we need to be more progressive, we need to be moving to the future, and people are just like, oh no, you know, we're going to be late tomorrow, like, these people are just ruining my day, like,
on this.
Come on, yeah, no, seriously,
it's a little bit of discomfort for a morning for something that's going to be happening for the future.
Kate,
that's all it is.
Like, I think using words like courageous puts them in an echelon that they don't deserve to be. And like shutting down a city is not courageous. That's not courage. Standing for what you believe in is absolutely courageous. And I totally get that. But sometimes these things feel like they've got a bit of a bee in their bonnet. Climate change needs to happen. It's not happening on my terms and how quickly I want it to happen. But they're not taking into account what actually needs to be taken into account at the top level where senior executives are actually trying to make things happen. There are processes, there are families to take into account as well. People actually need to be consulted on this stuff before it just happens and somebody clicks their fingers.
Nah, I think you're being in denial about this. Like, and this is the same thing, like, people just don't want to make change and you're just being in denial about the whole climate change situation. And I think they are being courageous because they're risking, you know, people being upset about what their actions are. They're standing up for what they believe in. And I just think, you know, it's more needs to be happened like that. Mm. Like, so many people just sit at home and, you know, complain and grumble amongst themselves and, you know, quite happily sit in their bubble. But, you know, these people are actually getting out there and it's something that's, you know, we need to do something about. So
I do agree with you, Kate. I find that a lot of people won't take action unless it immediately causes them discomfort. So for these people to do something like this,
I just strongly disagree with courage. I find the mother of three, single mother of three, trying to get to work, who's got the kids to daycare, that's courage.
Ray and Armadale.
I'm not saying the ones that are chaining themselves to a railway.
How are we going, guys?
Yeah, going well, mate. Last one here. Hit us with what you think.
It's rubbish.
And why do you think so?
How are they all getting to the protest, Jules? Are they all taking their carbon neutral forms of transport, or are they all driving cars?
I don't know.
What are they doing for lunch? Are they all going to Macca's, which is, you know, very carbon neutral? They're full of it.
Oh, look,
I understand you've got a point, and you're welcome to voice that opinion, mm-hmm. but you can't have it both ways.
All I'm saying is that, you know, for them to go and protest, go and do that, but don't whinge about it if you're just going to sit there and not actually, you know, support it. Like,
but also, like I see where, like, what Ray's saying, but you can't, on the other side, you can't make assumptions as to what they're doing as well. Like, they, you know, like, you know, they may actually be that invested in the whole thing that they may be talking,
absolutely,
like, taking
well,
Priuses.
They're willing to be arrested just to try and prove a point.
Yeah, but it's,
anyway, just quickly, tomorrow main roads are working with police to ensure there's as little disruption as possible. And if you want to make sure that you're across it and how your morning is going, we will be following the whole thing and keeping you up to date with our traffic, everything as well. Nice, robust discussion this morning, guys.
No, it's good fun. Can we shake hands and be friends?
Let's
again?
Hug it out.
Hug it out.
Don't touch me.
Heidi, Sagan, P. With Jules. On Hit 92.9.
Now, we've shaken hands and sung Kumbaya in here, so we're all friends.
We hugged it out.
We did hug it out. Now, just quickly, guys, yesterday afternoon, what did we get up to yesterday afternoon? 3 o'clock, a text message came through.
We were still at the office.
Yes, why were we at the office?
Because somebody had a photo shoot that involved all of... Well, actually, somebody had a picture that needed to be taken,
yeah,
which turned into a photo shoot and an interview.
An interview. So one of us three in here had an interview for the paper.
And it wasn't
Double spreader, but the photo's good for us. It's page 4 and 5, double spreader.
Get out, is it?
Double spreader for the gang. So thank you for coming back to work yesterday for your time.
What are you saying, coming back? We were still here. We didn't leave.
Oh, no, I left at 9 and
came back.
Yeah,
you left and came back.
So I'm going to unveil how sexy we're all looking.
All right, here we go. And where are we? We didn't even...
Are you joking?
So we came in for your bloody shoot because they said that we had to, and we're not even in the paper.
No, you're not. And it's a double spread on me.
You have got to be joking me.
Thanks for your time yesterday, guys.
Never again, mate.
Did they, because they did ask us some questions of what it's like to actually work with you. Did we get a little bit of a write-up? Because I did, when I was asked, what's it like to work with you outside of the studio, I did say you left at 9. And it was also like, having you here is like having two blokes off sick.
No.
You're useless.
No, it's just all quotes from me. It's just a double spread on me by the looks of things, page 4 and 5.
Do they even mention that you're on Heidi's AVP with Jules?
Not at all. Not once. It doesn't.
Joke.
Never again, mate.
Not happening.
Never again.
Never, ever.
Far out.
That is. Heidi Sagan P. With Jules. On Hit 92.9. Give us a call if you've ever been shot.
Why?
Because.
What, with like a nail gun or a gun?
A gun?
A shotgun?
A nail gun? Yeah, I wasn't even. Yeah, a nail gun.
No, we're going to do this. No, I want to hear bullets.
Guns.
Okay, well, I've got a bullet story for you.
All right, I'm all ears.
Okay. Now, as you guys know, I don't have a car, so I'm jumping in a lot of Ubers and Olas and whatnot to get our taxis to get around. Starting to form some really like solid conversations. But remember my party that I had, the friends party I had a couple of weeks ago?
Yep. Yeah.
I met an Uber driver who was originally from the States, and I was talking about gun violence over there.
They're very gunny over there, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Very he was gunny. Dead against it, you know, having all the guns and stuff like that, and they need more gun control because he'd been shot.
No way.
Not once, but twice.
What is he, 50
Cent? two separate incidences. One of them, I do remember, was at a petrol station.
A petrol station? Yeah, he was fueling up.
No, he was in the store, like in the petrol station, and someone came in and robbed the store, and he got shot in.
There you go.
Got caught up in the crossfire. Yeah, and he was fine.
Did he tell you? Well, clearly, because he was driving your Uber.
Yeah.
But did he tell you where?
He could have had no lower leg.
Yeah.
Where did
he get shot? Did he tell you where
he
got?
No, he just said he just got shot
a couple of times.
Twice. And the second one, I can't remember where he said, but he said he got shot again.
Man.
But it was like a store location.
Yeah.
He was just going about his own business and got shot.
Have you really lived in America? You haven't been shot once?
Well,
I mean,
are you not asking me? I've never lived there.
If you've lived in America for 5 or 10 years, I expect to probably get shot once.
That's pretty scary.
Oh, it's horrible.
But then I was thinking, well, in Australia, I mean, how common
is it?
Well,
we're lucky. We are very, very
absolutely
lucky.
Absolutely.
But we do have guns on farms, and obviously there's grandfathers, you know, back then, 40, 50 years ago, guns were a fair bit more prevalent before the Tasmanian shootings,
yeah,
before
I remember
John
my
Howard
dad.
Took them. Your
well,
old man would have had
my dad was a shooter, so we had a lot of guns. Yeah, we had like a gun safe though.
I don't know how many calls we'll get here, Jules, but I want to know someone that's been shot.
Josh in Armidale.
Yeah, mate.
Who got shot? Your mum.
My mum.
What?
So talk us through this, mate. What
by
happened?
Who?
Well, look, she was getting on the bus going to school. She got me. Sitting on the bus, and some bloke walked on, sticks the barrel to her leg, and pulls the trigger.
Just went bang.
You're joking.
It was an air rifle, so it wasn't as bad as something you get in America. But
yeah.
Still gnarly enough where it left a massive black bruise on her leg.
Did the guy go to jail, or they catch him?
Nah. God no. He was off the bus in about 2 seconds, and off he went.
Shot her in the leg with an air rifle and took off.
Far out, mate. They hurt. They hurt from far enough away, let alone right up close.
A little pellet in them.
Chelsea in Auburn Grove, your mate got shot.
Yeah, so I used to live in the US for 7 years, mm-hmm. and my friend went into a recreational shooting event, and she got shot from a misfire.
Oh, where did
in
you
a lake.
Okay.
In a lake.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what I mean.
So it was very common there to get shot.
Yeah, if you're in America 7 years, you've probably been shot once.
Yeah, I didn't get shot because I was very.
Well, I was like, she was in the States for 7 years, she didn't get shot.
Oh, yeah, so I didn't get shot myself.
Yeah, but you're near it, I'm sure.
Oh, Chelsea.
6 degrees of separation.
Chelsea, we are over there, right, and you're living there for 7 years. How often would you hear that somebody's been shot?
Every day.
Wow.
On the news, yeah. Somewhere.
Absolutely.
Accidentally wild, or, like, deliberate? A bit of both, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a bit of both. Like, it could be accidents, like someone has one in their drawer and their kid takes it out, or who knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're the horrifying ones.
Or yeah, even the stray bullets when they get caught up in crossfire between gangs or police and a robber and something. That's horrific.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Chels, thanks for giving us a buzz this morning, mate.
No worries. Thank you.
Good on ya. Heidi, Sagan, P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Steal from Martin. Brilliant defending on Durant.
Damien Martin from the Perth Wildcats.
G'day, mate.
Good morning. First time back in for the season.
Morning.
First time back. When you left last time, about 6 months ago, you said you were going to go for a beer with me about 8 times, and that never happened.
Yeah, new phone, who dis? How are you guys?
No. Yes, you guys actually don't know this, but I actually know Damo.
Oh,
well, how well?
Country New South Wales days.
No.
Hooked up youngsters. No.
No.
Dubbo Zoo.
No.
Oh, holding hands by the giraffe.
No, I think it was like late last year. Yeah. Jesse had to.
Shit, that's late. Marto's been married with kids for a while.
Oh, my gosh. No, we did the show together down south.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was kind enough to fill in for Jesse when he had to go off. And I needed a co-host. So he came down. Little did I realize what a massive superstar he was. Yeah,
I know.
Never
I know.
Asked back. Never asked back. But it's good to see you again, Jules.
No,
welcome.
No, I did request you. You just cost too much.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the issue. Now, mate, what have you been doing the off-season? I've noticed that I only joke that you're calling Andrew Winter, but you actually are Andrew Winter. You're selling houses everywhere.
Yeah, trying to sell some houses. So lucky enough to have sold the fourth most amount in WA.
I say we.
By that, I mean the guy I've teamed up with. So if you go to a home open, one of us will talk about basketball, the actual other one will talk about the home.
But, you suck them in with a bit of chit-chat and then the other guy knocks it over.
No, so it's been good fun. But yeah, now we're back into basketball season. Just like that, we're playing the Illawarra Hawks with LaMelo Ball.
Yes.
A million people tuned in on Facebook last week to watch
America.
Him play.
Wow.
So can you explain who, so I know who the Ball family are, but who the Ball family are in America and how big they are and when LaMelo might be drafted this year.
Yeah, what the Kardashians are to reality TV, the Ball family does the same thing, but through sport. So his brother's in the NBA. His dad claims that he was better than Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
But LaMelo is the most talented of the lot.
Yes.
And he will go top five in the NBA draft next season. He's an absolute superstar. But because you can't go straight from high school to the NBA due to NBA rules, you've got 12 months to kill, 24 months to kill.
Yeah, right.
And he's come on out here and he'll have 1 year in the NBL before you see him in the NBA.
How did we land a bloke like LaMelo Ball then who's going to go top five in the NBA here in Australia?
Yeah, it's just called the Next Gen Program. So it's kind of that loophole where the reason behind the NBA saying, no, you can't go from high school to the NBA anymore is they want to entice kids to get a year of college under their belt.
Right.
Grow as a human, bit of education, so on and so forth. Instead, some of these guys saying, RJ Hampton from New Zealand, he's like, oh, I'll just go and earn some money abroad for the 12 months and then I'll come back.
Because
so,
they don't get paid in college. They don't get a dime. So if you're only going for 1 year, you're not really getting a degree or anything. So you may as well go earn some coin and play against Marto in Perth. But you will play on LaMelo Ball this week.
Yeah.
Can you say something like,
Give me something to say.
Like, LaMelo's my bitch or something like that. Say it. You'll get a headline out of it in America. ESPN will grab it.
I'm going to dunk on his ass.
I've got to make something realistic. There's no way I can dunk on anyone.
I'm going to steal the ball off you.
Can't we do it in retrospectively? So if I actually play well tomorrow night, we'll come back and say, before the game, this is what he said.
100%.
In case he crosses me up and embarrasses me tomorrow night, I better.
Which he's already done game one on someone. So, mate, it's going to be exciting, I reckon. And I love seeing the Perth Wildcats play, but there'd be a lot of people coming to see LaMelo Ball as well, so it's going to be bloody good.
And I encourage everyone to come into the studio and see you. Now, when I walked in, I'm like, look at him, he's got no shoes on, he's in trackies.
Oh, Damo, I've been whinging about this for weeks, actually.
Jules, you look amazing, but what I must say, I got told that you come into the studio, you do the meeting in your pajamas, you wake up, roll out of bed, do the meeting at 5:15 a.m., then go upstairs, shower, and get back into your trackies.
The only falsity in that is I go downstairs to shower.
The water's hotter downstairs, apparently.
The water's hotter.
Damo, the Wildcats taking on the Illawarra Hawks tomorrow night at RAC Arena. Tickets through Ticket Tech, but it will be a sellout. You guys are killing it. All the best for it, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules want to give you the perfect summer island escape. Love Island Australia with Sophie Monk. Tonight, 8:30 p.m. on Channel 9.
It's pretty simple. During the show for Love Island, you'll see us pop up and we'll give you a code word.
Yes.
If you know what that code word is, you listen to the show the following day, you let us know.
Yeah.
We send you over to your own island.
Bang. Easy as that.
Brianna.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hello.
So I've been so excited just seeing your phone call just sitting there. I really want to talk to you because I love watching Love Island.
Oh, my God, so do I. I'm just sitting in my gym car park like, oh, my God.
Now, last night. What do you feel about Matt having 106 on his numbers list?
I know. I was a little bit shocked about that. Didn't really pick it from him.
You didn't pick it from him?
Did you think it's actually a little bit more creepier that he keeps count more than the number?
Yeah, that's a little bit sus.
Hey, Brianna, if you and I are on Love Island, right, picture this. We're on Love Island together and I say to you, hey, Brianna, are you today's date? Because you're a 10 out of 10.
Like, I would say that's a good one.
Because it's the 10th of October today, so 10 out of 10.
Oh, I didn't even pick that.
Yeah, yeah, so it's more about the date. Are we coupling up?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Got him, mate. Well done.
Don't even worry about the code word.
Your hair type on paper.
Nah, Brianna, we do have to do the usual, so give us the code word. Hit us with it.
Island?
Yeah, bang
yeah,
on.
Girl.
Well done, mate. You're heading over to your own. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
No worries, mate.
No worries, babe.
We'll find a date that's suitable for both of us.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya. All right.
Bye.
Don't forget to watch tonight, Love Island Australia with Sophie Monk, 8:30 on Channel 9, and then be listening to the show tomorrow morning from 6, and we'll have another chance for you to get your own island getaway right here on Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Heidi, Xavier and Pete.